These are the recollections and depressions of the Rashiva Zatzal from Rav Yitzchak Waldman in Bnei Brak. And today is, what's today's date? Yudches? Yudches Adar, Aleph, Tufshin, Samachay, February 27th, 2005. When did you first hear about
it? I went from Mir Yeshiva to Beisim Medrash Gomayel Eikot. I learned there 4 years.
All right, by Kamanovich.
Yeah. I learned 4 years in Yeshiva's Eikot.
What year was that?
Tavshin Yud Ches.
Tavshin Yud Ches. About how old were you at that time?
25.
What attracted you to come there, to Lakewood, at that time?
Me. The Yeshiva Gedele attracted me.
You heard something? You saw the Yeshiva before that? You heard of him?
No. Let's talk more about the Rosh Hashiva instead of talking
okay,
about
yes, then, okay. Fine.
Fine. What was the biggest rebbe that you that we had in Lakewood?
Yeah.
Hearing the Rosh Hashiva Shir.
Okay. Well, could you describe that?
Well, the Radvat says.
Yeah.
Just like by Matan Torah, the end of the Shechina that was by Matan Torah is also Kayan when the Rav gives a shir to his Talmidim. And he's Mechavon Hashem Shemayim, and the Talmidim are Mechavon Hashem Shemayim. There's a Shechina of and that's what we felt. Although the shiurim were, he said the shiur about an hour and 20 minutes.
When did he say
the shiur? 15 minutes. The shiur was said on Shabbos. The main shiur was on Shabbos. In the summer it was afternoon, and winter it was Mitzvah Shabbos. That was the main shiur. Then Monday, he also said a shiur. However, the main koyach that was madikos to sit and learn is when we heard the shigurim. It was so much in the shiur that we saw that we don't know how to learn.
But does that make you depressed?
Make us depressed. It made us learn more. Because Rosh Hashiva wasn't in the yeshiva. Rosh Hashiva wasn't in the yeshiva Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday afternoon he left. What kept us learning? That we heard these great shiurim, which were so fully packed with shas, that we saw that we're far from what was supposed to be.
But you could strive for it.
Yeah. That made us...
inspired you to strive for it.
Yeah. We felt that Kedusha, that Shechina that was there. Although it was hard to understand this year, and until you hazard it well, but we davened a different mincha. After this year, we davened a different mincha. It was the madbik. Every Talmud knew that his aim is to be Shabbat Zayis Hashem Kol Yimei Chag.
Particular recollections and ahogas or things that he said. Ever go riding with him any place?
The clothes are done.
It's voice activated.
Very simple. I learned the yeshiva's like with 4 years. It was my Ganei Natar. The Avira was over there, Shifti Veis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayai. It's a very small town. We were in the section, in the hotel section,
mm-hmm.
and there was a different section of town, and we had only the Gemara and the Rebbe Yishuv. That was the Gan Eden to learn. I said before that the Shiurim kept us going, because we saw how far we are from knowing how to learn after hearing the Rosh Hashiva's Shiur. The Shiurim were, there was no Shiur without Maram HaKaynis. Every Shiur had Maram HaKaynis. Thursday they were learning Maram HaKaynis for the Shiur of Shabbos. And those Maram HaKaynis were only Gemaras, Bavli, Yerushalmis, and Pestis, and a lot of Rambams. Otherwise, Kamat, no Rishayim. That he said in an hour, in 10 minutes, an hour, 20 minutes, and with such a speed that you couldn't think of what he's saying. You couldn't think of Kashe on what he's saying, because you lost it. Just had to sit there like a tape and recollect what he's saying, and afterwards you have it. That was the speed that we were saying. As I said before, that after the Shir, the Mincha was an entire different Mincha, a Mincha of El. And the only reason I can explain that is with that Radvaz that I told you before. That the Rebbe, the Rashiva is Meisir, the Shir L'Shem Shemaim, the Talmidim and Kabbalah L'Shem Shemaim, the Shreira Shechina, the Shreira Kedusha, Me'en of Har Sinai. And Me'mele, the Tefillah, right after the Shir, after Shir, was Chavar HaShir, but the Tefillah after the Shir was the Tefillah, the Tefillah Mincha of Me'en of El.
You know where that Rav is?
It's a booster advice. I don't. It's in the shoes. I saw it once again. I'm not ready to say more.
That's fine. You want to say something over, like that people from the next generation would have a lasting impression of what Rabban was to the world.
That's the biggest thing that I said now. She had the Hashroi.
Shchina, Har Sinai.